This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:06, you are with Kelvin and Ayman. Now it's time for another roundup with producer Tasha Fossil, who joins us in the studio for Popet Popet Parliament. What were some highlights today, Tash?
Okay, so let's start with some interesting stats from the Rural Development Ministry. Because, you know, traditionally, the number of migration from rural to urban is higher. But according to Rural Development Minister Dato' Sri Rina Harun, the latest numbers show that more city dwellers are actually moving out of town.
Kadar migrasi dari luar bandar ke bandar adalah 4.8% berbanding kadar migrasi dari bandar ke luar bandar adalah sebanyak 19.5%. Maka adalah disimpulkan bahawa lebih ramai lagi yang daripada bandar ini yang pindah ke luar bandar sekarang. Mengikut keluarga merupakan sebab utama migrasi iaitu 44.2% diikuti dengan Kejaya 24.3% dan persekitaran 22.4%.
Interesting. You know, I think whenever we talk about the rural to urban migration, the thought is that, you know, it's always going up and up and up. And the common rhetoric that comes through from messages is, please stay out of KL. Don't come here anymore. There's too many cars. We're facing traffic jams every day. Stay, you know, just find an opportunity back home. But it's interesting. I didn't expect the numbers to be much lower than what we perceived it to be.
I mean, I do see the value of city dwellers moving into rural areas. That is one of the, I guess, dreams that I hold myself, to move to a rural area somewhere, have my own chili farm and produce my own vegetables. Because I think there's a lot of, I don't know, the idea in my head is that it's very peaceful, can get away from this city life. I've been a city boy all my life and I'm a bit sick of it. So I want to look for like more peaceful pastures.
Yeah, and I think we've seen like the government trying to encourage younger people to move to the rural areas to do just that, right? Yeah. To take up modern agriculture. So maybe these numbers are like a tangible reflection of that actually happening.
You can let us know, you know, are you surprised by this number? And would you be keen on moving out of the urban area? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. And I think whenever we talk about this sort of migration, it's always about economic opportunities. Was that something that was brought up?
Yeah, so the reason this entire discussion was in the parliament today was because Kangar MP Tuan Nur Amin bin Ahmad wanted to know what measures were being taken to address the lack of economic opportunities in the rural areas that is still causing that rural to urban migration, yeah, albeit at a lower level. So Rina outlined some of the programs that have been in place to stimulate growth.
Antara strategi dan program yang telah dilaksanakan oleh pihak kementerian bagi menangani isu penghijrahan penduduk luar bandar adalah dengan melengkapkan kawasan luar bandar dengan kemudahan jalan perhubungan, bekalan air elektrik dan mempunyai pencapaian internet yang baik. Di samping itu, pelaksanaan program ekonomi seperti projek bersepadu pembangunan ekonomi kampung ataupun lebih dikenali sebagai prospek, program peningkatan pendapatan, program latihan kemahiran dan kejaya, program pemasaran produk selain daripada program-program keusahawanan dan kemudahan pembiayaan perniagaan. Selain itu, pihak kementerian juga sedang giat mempromosi pelaksanaan program pemasaran atas talian yang dikenali sebagai Desa Mall at KPLB yang bertujuan membantu usahawan luar bandar memasarkan produk mereka secara atas talian melalui platform e-dagang seperti Lazada, eBay dan juga Shopee. Melalui platform ini, pemasaran produk usahawan luar bandar tidak hanya terhad kepada pasaran domestik, malah ianya juga boleh dicapai oleh pelanggan daripada luar negara.
That was Rural Development Minister Datuk Sri Rina Harun. So moving on, that was the question of a recent purging of social media accounts that was made by the government. What can you tell us about that, Tasha?
Yeah, so Communications and Multimedia Minister Gobind Singh Deo was asked to state the number of social media owners whose accounts have been blocked and the reasons why.
Penyumbang utama akaun media sosial disekat adalah kerana penciptaan akaun palsu untuk tujuan-tujuan penyamaran. Di antara tahun 2018 sehingga September tahun ini, Tuan Diputua, sebanyak 3,877 akaun-akaun yang menyamar telah pun disusuli tindakan oleh pihak SKMM. Daripada jumlah tersebut, sebanyak 78% Tuan Diputua daripadanya telah pun berjaya dipadam, dan ini dengan kerjasama pihak penyedia platform media sosial selaras dengan terma-terma dan syarat-syarat platform-platform masing-masing.
Apart from that, a total of 1,564 links and content believed to have elements of cyberbullying and or hate speech were detected by the MCMC, so they say they'll be looking into those cases as well.
Again, that was Communications and Multimedia Minister Gobind Singh Deo. What else happened today?
There was a press briefing for the second series of the Auditor General's report for 2018, which, you know, of course, covers audit on the management of companies, activities of ministries, departments, federal and state government agencies, statutory bodies as well. And this PC highlighted a whole range of their new findings for the second series. There was a lot to get through. So I'm just going to actually single out one item that they talked about, which was about Kereta Api Tanah Melayu Berhad, KTMB. Here's the Auditor General, Datuk Nik Azman Nik Abdul Majid, explaining the discrepancy they found with KTMB.
Salah satu penemuan dijumpai adalah sistem touch and go dia tu, dia memakai sistem rewilding. Card rewilding. Bila pengguna gunakan dengan touch and go tu, dia ada perbezaan record value tu. Berbeza. Dua orang, kita cuba dengan juru audit, kita naik ke tempat yang sama, turun tempat yang sama, tapi bila dia tolak, lain-lain tambangnya. Dan kita dapati perbezaan sebab perbezaan antara Tashenko dengan KTM rekod itu berbeza. Dia tak boleh itu. Walaupun nampak kecil, tapi kebajikan pertama kepentingan syarikat, yang keduanya pengguna lah. Sampai 36,000 lebih aduan terhadap oleh pihak pengguna. Ya. Tahun-tahun ni kita minta KTMB semak lah balik.
That was Auditor General Datuk Nik Azman Nik Abdul Majid explaining some of the weaknesses in KTMB's ticketing system. And this, of course, comes from the Series 2 of the Auditor General's report 2018.
Yeah, and in other news, there was talk of a motion of no confidence against PKR Party President Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim during the party's National Congress. Communications Director of PKR, Fahmi Fazil, however, today said that there was actually no motion that was brought up and that the window to submit this for the National Congress had actually closed.
Setakat ini, saya dalam jawatankuasa usul untuk Kongres. Dan setakat ini tidak ada usul yang dibawa ke perhatian jawatankuasa berkenaan dengan sebarang usul undi tidak percaya. Jadi zero. There's no usul so far of that nature yang dihantar. Mekanisme untuk mengangkat satu usul untuk dibahas ataupun dibincangkan di Kongres adalah melalui Mesyuarat Agung Tahunan Cabang dan untuk sayap-sayap juga Mesyuarat Agung Tahunan bagi Angkatan Muda dan juga Wanita. Jadi saya difahamkan seterusnya pengelola untuk Angkatan Muda telah memaklumkan kepada media semalam tidak ada sebarang usul undi tidak percaya terhadap Presiden dari sayap EMK dan saya boleh sahkan bagi cabang-cabang juga tidak ada sebarang usul yang dibawa.
So that was Fahmi Fazil. The Deputy Minister of Primary Industries, Datuk Sri Shamsul Iskandar, also sort of echoed what he said. Mm-hmm. He added that the vote of no confidence was only brought up by a couple of PKR youth members and you know, adding to that, outside of the official mechanism. So he says that it shouldn't be taken too seriously.
Ini bukan parlimen yang ada vote of no confidence. Saluran dalam parti ialah melalui usul dibuat di setiap mesyuarat agung tahunan cabang-cabang. Ini adalah usul last minute dan teringat bawa nak cakap. Jadi saya fikir ini saja acah sajalah. Lagipun tidak prominent. Ini bukannya usul cabang dan sebagainya. Hanyalah 2-3 pemuda keadilan yang baru kenal keadilan. Jadi pada saya, kita tidak anggap ini satu perkara yang serius. Kerana kita tahu to the fact that for semua anggota parti semangat untuk hadir ke Melaka. Kerana inilah merupakan kali pertama Datuk Seri Anwar memimpin secara rasmi sebagai Presiden Parti Keadilan setelah 20 tahun ditubuhkan. Dan ini merupakan kali pertama beliau memberikan ucapan dasar untuk sebuah parti yang telah pun mencapai kemenangan dan sebuah parti yang merupakan parti komponen yang terbesar Pakatan Harapan di dalam Dewan Rakyat.
That was Datuk Seri Shamsul Iskandar commenting on the alleged vote of no confidence against PKR President Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim. Now, moving on to our next segment, it's time to meet an MP.
Okay then, so who's in the spotlight today, Tasha?
So today we've got an Amanah MP who actually for 34 years had been an active voice within PAS.
Saya Mahfuz Omar, penama Ahli Parlimen Pokok Sena dan Timbalan Menteri Sumber Manusia. Pertama, saya nak pastikan supaya hashtag Malaysia Bekerja itu akan sampai kepada masyarakat di dalam kawasan Parlimen Pokok Sena, iaitu untuk kita nak pastikan supaya lebih ramai anak-anak Pokok Sena ini berada dalam pasaran pekerjaan. Yang keduanya ialah saya nak lihat bahawa anak-anak di sekolah yang ada di kawasan Pokok Sena ini, mereka dapat mempunyai kepahaman, ibu bapa mereka, guru mereka, dan mereka dapat kepahaman tentang masa depan sektor pekerjaan ialah tentang kemahiran, dan mereka harus memilih laluan pendidikan kemahiran yang boleh memberikan jaminan kepada mereka mendapat tempat di dalam sektor pekerjaan, khususnya di industri. Yang ketiganya ialah untuk nak pastikan supaya laluan pendidikan kemahiran ini bukan sahaja untuk mereka berada dalam pasaran pekerjaan, tetapi mereka juga boleh berada sebagai seorang usahawan, iaitu kita nak supaya laluan pendidikan kemahiran ini melahirkan insan, modal insan yang bukan sahaja mencari pekerjaan, tetapi mereka boleh create pekerjaan. Mereka tahu apa kerja yang mereka harus buat, dan kemudian mereka mencari pekerja, iaitu mereka jadi tokai. Dan ini yang kita nak supaya generasi baru yang akan ada di negara kita, khususnya di Parlimen Pokok Sena.
That was Deputy Minister of Human Resources and MP for Pokok Sena, Mahfuz Omar. Tasha, thank you so much for those updates. Now, if you have any thoughts on today's Popet Parliament, be it the surprising numbers of urban rural migration, and that number again is about 19.5% urban to rural areas, mm-hmm. and then 4.8 for those moving from the rural to the urban areas. You can let us know your thoughts on that. Do you plan to someday, like Aiman, perhaps move out of the city? Can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Can also tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.